This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to do a quick public service.
Ooh.
Okay. Have you guys seen the toll scam?
I got a text about this. I think.
Dude. I almost felt, dude. Unpaid tolls?
Yes, you got the toll company or something.
When it was like, I did not know what you said at first. The tolls. I was just hanging out waiting for it to process.
I mush mouthed it.
Toll cam.
Toll house cookies. If it's Aaron, she's over here thinking about food. Toll house cookies. The toll scam.
What happened to you?
It's basically, if I hadn't just seen this story, I just want to say this. I don't think I'm stupid. In fact, I think there's a little bit of a criminal inside me. Like my whole family's got a weird thing where we all can kind of see, we see a situation where like, if I wasn't a good person, I could definitely steal money off of this person. I could take advantage of this, the other.
It's mischievous.
I've just got that gear. And some people in my family have chosen to like
act on it.
Yes, let that grow. Yeah. Fertilize that part of them, their personality. But so like more often than not, when something is going on, I'm like, oh my God. Like just the other day, let's talk about this. We got an email from our boss. Like, Facebook's about to shut us down. We ought to put all our bank account information in it. And I'm like, and he said, it's like, do you think this is real? There is not a human within 100-mile radius other than our boss who thought it was real.
I'm not going to lie. It was embarrassing to be like, no.
No, bro.
You
seem like you're 100 that you're falling for this. So
we get those a lot. We get messages like that.
We're shutting it all down. I get the one that's like, we have your entire porn search history. I'm like, okay, let it out. Yeah. Let it go.
We're both going to jail if you let that out.
If you let that, we're in a lot of trouble. Okay, so but I think I have a sense for when someone's trying to scam me, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to get close. Guys, they're getting good. Because in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten emails and this toll text. I almost gave up everything. For
really?
The toll text.
Why though?
Because I'm in a rental car. Like they're just what? They happen to catch me at times.
Okay, you're in a rental car. I don't think I've ever gotten a toll being in a rental car. Don't the rental car companies?
You can tell Express Toll or whatever. I'm on this number for these days. Or you can ask a rental car company, hey, can I use a toll and I'll just pay you and stuff like that. It's just one of those things. Like.
But also, so not too long ago, you came on the air and I called you an idiot because you were like, you can't switch lanes in the toll thing. Like, you got a bunch of fines.
I got like $400 for the fines.
How did you get those fines?
The mail.
Exactly. Use your brain.
I know, but there's a situation. Okay, it's just like a psychic. Like, you go into a room with a psychic and there's 50 people there and they go, I'm seeing a gentleman who's passed by the water and somebody in that group goes, well, I lost my uncle in a water skiing accident. And this person's like, oh, my dad loved his boat. And like people just step up. And it's like sometimes psychics just chum the water and people fill in the blanks. But like sending something like it's from the toll company, that's pretty good. That's a wide net. We all have tolls. And it happened to catch me where I was like, oh, the toll company's wondering why I'm in a different car. And you click, and it's like, oh, they I've got all these unpaid tolls and they're going to turn it off. And like, then like, I got to get that fixed. I don't want to be stuck on the regular road in real bad rush hour.
I guess because I thought the same thing when it came to me. I thought this looks kind of real. But then I did what Aaron said. I used my head and I'm like, they can come to me.
Yeah.
They can come
honestly.
To me. If I got
They did come to you. It's your phone number.
But then you come to you knock on my door if you need money
literally.
From me. You know, like, yeah, what? I don't need to
There's
make
no
up.
There's no way you're more skeptical than me. That's impossible.
You're making up the story in your head. You're going, oh, it's probably the rental car. It's probably this. Like, they don't know who's in the car. They don't know it's you sitting in the car. You know, you're doing the legwork
for
them.
So am I getting old? Am I stupid? What happened?
I think I'm lazy. I think it's like, no, you can come to me. You got a warrant for my arrest.
So that's how.
Come get me.
You're talking about the warrant one that one of my friends fell for.
Right.
Again, use your brain. Like, and don't get me wrong. I understand that they are getting more realistic.
I just got one. I got a note from American Express going, your PayPal thing went through. And I'm like, and it's like, for a new iPhone. I got an email going, did you authorize this PayPal Amex? They have to know
you never,
PayPal and I use Amex on my PayPal.
You never follow that link. You go to the actual website. Like, use your brain.
Thanks, Mom. I know you're right, Aaron. But like, I like Apple products. It's just such a good wide net they're throwing right now.
Are you up to date on our like work little classes things? Exactly. You should take them. They show you what to look for.
But like sound judgment and
yeah, those things.
So I'm missing some of those. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I just think especially the toll road thing, like you could still get on the toll. I mean,
I know, but then if they're going to charge me more because I'm not doing the thing, trust me, as a guy who just paid like $400 in fines, I don't want to be like delinquent and then blazing down in my Kia with it up on two wheels. I'm just telling everybody. If you're just to not be as dumb as me. Okay. Aaron's smarter than everybody in the room. Got it.
That's not
how
what I'm saying.
How does the toll contact you?
Aaron and me.
Okay. You said you almost fell for it.
But he didn't.
How does the toll contact you?
Mail.
Always mail.
Always mail. I don't even know.
Always email. Email or mail.
I get mail.
Okay. So just if you got a text from the toll company and you went ahead and signed in, they now have your information. You are host. Anyway, I'm expecting money from a Nigerian prince any day.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.